The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
In those days when you get admission to the university, it's not like today, it's more organized. The first 2-3 weeks of resumption is a very, the campus will be eating with activities. Every group in the university wants to make its presence known. If it's fellowship, if it's various group. In the evenings, you will see various films, various, in those days, maybe drama group or major films. In our days, it was Ogunde. You will see Ogunde coming to campus. You will see all of that. Every place will be eaten up with activity. You that is coming from a village, you will find yourself in a world as if, where I am? Well, what is happening to what is? You know, your village, maybe by 8 o'clock, you're already sleeping. You go to the campus by 12 o'clock. Things are just starting. You see light 24 hours. No light out. Everybody's strolling and moving and all of that. You know, those days, you also know what is called October Rush. Guys, they also come for fishing. There are all manner of things on campus, you know. So, for you just coming, you want to feel, is this the way campus is? You know what I do is that they will set a time for matriculation. Then they will set a test or some test. As you are matriculating, you'll be hearing next day a test. The old system has been busy. All of a sudden, we adjust. Because you are not here just to get busy on the campus. You are here for a major, definite pursuit. So they have to bring the system into a place where you just have to adjust into what you have come for. So you that stroll every evening before, to even find you for a minute is difficult. Are we having tests on chemistry 101? Physics 101? Oman, of course, is that one. What am I saying? That the earth can become a busy place. That we all, everyone on earth will always find something to do. That's how they had something to do. Until you discover the purpose of God for the whole program of the earth. Do you know that the major focus of Israel, the reason for Israel, is to generate prophets? Do you know that? The primary reason for Israel. If Israel has not done anything for God, if they have not done anything for humanity, one thing they have done, if Israel has not done anything, one thing they have done is that they have raised, God has raised prophets through them, though all of them ought to be prophets. The Bible says, He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed. It was Israel he was talking about, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. So Israel was a house of prophets. You see the way God raised all of them? Many of them were not sons of prophets, or they were not even priests. God will just pick them. Why? Because they were able to generate prophets for God, and the prophets were able to speak concerning the mandate of God for humanity And the reason for the earth is that man should be saved. Man should experience, every man. The reason why you are a man, why you are not a dog, why you are not a goat, the reason why you are a man is that you should be saved. Why God made man is not for any reason. It's that man should be saved. Let us make man in our own image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. The primary cause is let us make man in our image. And that man in our image is a saved man. It's not Adam who was created. It's the saved man. It's a man who is of the order of the quickening spirit. It's not a man of the order of the living soul. That's why when the prophet came and declared, all flesh. Because every other man inherited flesh. All flesh shall see the glory of God. All flesh shall see the salvation of God. All flesh. Not some people. Not white people. Not African people. All. If you are a man, you should see. You should. Like I said, that you should not perish, but should have. You should not perish. You should have. So if a man does not inherit salvation, he has perished. It means the reason for his living, what I sent you to school with such investment, is wasted. The reason why you are standing on two legs is not to walk from here to anywhere, is to express salvation. So the reason for the prophets is for salvation. And it took time before that thing called salvation was understood. It took a long time. All the earlier part of the scriptures, you will see that word was not used except in few places. The first time you're going to have that word used was when Israel was coming out of Egypt, and they came close to the Red Sea, and they saw the Red Sea, they saw Pharaoh behind them, and they shouted to God, and God said to them through Moses, you will see the salvation of God that he will show you today. For the Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more. And he used that not in the light, but as a shadow of what actually that thing means. Because he was called Moses, for he is drawn from the water. He will rescue from the water, because the earth and the world is water. Man need to be rescued from the water. So even if man is, he has intervention and is not rescued from the water, he's not saved. So it was through the prophet that God began to introduce what actually he wants to do. And God began to call it my salvation. You will see my salvation. I will make my, what you have been seeing before is not my salvation. Adjust my interventions. You will see my salvation. So what Jesus came for, it's not just one thing just like that. It's a whole project that God had proposed before the world began. So you will discover that why they refer to some prophets in Israel as holy prophets. It's not all the prophets, even that you see in the Bible, that has permission to be scripted. You remember prophets like Prophet Nathanael in the days of David? The other one is Joab. You can't find their books here, because they are prophets of the kings. They work with David. They didn't prophesy concerning salvation. I mean, God, sorry. Nathan and God. So when you get to Israel today, you're going to see many books of prophets who are not holy prophets, because their job was not concentrated on salvation. And truly, when you pick them, either some people frame them up as book today, which were never written by them themselves. When you read them, and you read Isaiah, and you read Jeremiah, and you read Daniel, and you read all these people, you will just know that this is a different spirit. You will know the thing is not. It's like when you take Bible and you take Quran. When you read the two, you also know that this is not from the same person. You will know that it doesn't look alike in any manner. So you discover that the activity of the Spirit through the prophet is pivotal to the agenda of salvation. It will be difficult to know salvation without the prophets. And that's why those also who will drive salvation in these days will come also into the order of the prophets. Not prophet in the manner of the what we know as prophets, but in the manner of the Spirit of Christ in them. If you don't know the Spirit of Christ, you can't know true prophets. Somebody can foretell and not be a prophet. You know, in Israel, at a point they were called seer. But when the issue of the kingdom began to come into forefront, there were no more prophets, there were no more seers, but prophets. Because the agenda of salvation is very, very crucial. Hallelujah. And it must be achieved. It must be attained. There must be inheritance of salvation. Salvation must be inherited. Salvation must be published. Salvation must be seen. It must become visible. Not just as information, but as a life that man has embodied. What you call salvation actually is a person. It's alive. Are we in the house, please? What you call salvation is not just an information or we call it a preaching or a message, but actually it's a life you are preaching. It's a person. And if you watch very well, most of the prophets, go and check their name. It has to do with Jehovah saves, Jehovah strengthens, Jehovah. It's all around salvation. Hosea, he saves. Ezekiel, Jehovah strengthens. Because the Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. So everything about them is about salvation. That's why it's the mandate of God in the last days that what is quoted in the prophets must become visibly seen and be experienced. See, when Christ resurrected, all he was raising and hearing out were the prophets. It was the prophets. There's no way to show Christ outside the prophets. And that's why when you see anything that want to work against Christ, he must look for another way of showing himself outside the prophets. Because when you come to the prophets, you cannot be hid. You'll be exposed. The boundaries of that salvation has been determined, has been already set. We can explore beyond it, praise God. But we can only explore or experience the depth of it, the breadth of it, the height of it. And that becomes our inheritance. Hallelujah.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.